Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five 12 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Let's go ahead and take a look at the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
All right, high tech potentially coming to the graffiti bridge on 17th Avenue. The city's looking at a laser-based system. This is to warn drivers that their vehicles don't have the clearance to pass under the bridge. The bridge was currently damaged in a truck strike that shifted the support girders. Engineers now confirming the bridge does remain safe. Storm damage was reported in Santa Rosa County Tuesday night. Midway Fire Department confirming multiple 911 calls came in just a little bit after 11 o'clock about a possible tornado touchdown. This was reported in the 1700 block of Village Parkway. Midway Fire District reported downed trees, but no home or structural damage in the area. SpaceX is expanding its Starship production and launch operations in Florida. Construction is planned for Giga Bay at the Kennedy Space Center and the continued development of the Starship launch pad at Launch Complex 39A. SpaceX is also evaluating Space Launch Complex 37 at the Cape for their Space Force station and potential Starship operations. So that's some of the top news stories that's happening around the area. Let me go ahead and get you up to speed on the stocks this afternoon. Well, they did end up in the up category. President Trump pulled back on some tariffs, showing some positive direction there for the markets. Tom Graham has the numbers for us.
Stocks staging a comeback after suffering steep losses during the previous two sessions. The Dow back in positive territory for the year. The major averages gaining steam after the White House confirmed that President Trump is giving automakers a one-month exemption from his 25% tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada. Shares of the big three automakers, General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis, rose on the news. The tech and industrials were among the gainers while energy lagged as oil prices fell to a six-month low. Foot Locker shares popping 10%. The Dow winners today, Caterpillar, Goldman Sachs, Microsoft, the Dow decliner, Chevron, IBM, and Apple. Take a look at Wall Street by the numbers. The Dow up 486 points. The NASDAQ added 268. The S&P 500 climbed 64 points. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
And getting our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. We do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Also some at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. And 9 Mile Road dealing with some issues as well. This is going to be if you are traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest Road. Outside of that, it's just a couple of other of our usual spots that we've been touching on throughout this afternoon. As for the weather, 65 degrees, low of 42 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a sunny day, high of 64, low of 47. And this traffic and weather together brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs.
516 News Radio 92.3, Santa Rosa County Libraries assisting residents with free 2024 tax preparations. They're doing this at the Gulf Breeze, Milton, and Navarre Libraries. The Triple ARP Tax Aid Program provides services to low to middle income taxpayers with special attention to those ages 60 and older. There is a sign that job growth has kind of cooled in February. Jenny Casola has more on the story.
Private employers pulled back on hiring last month. Payroll processing company ADP is reporting just 77,000 new jobs created by private employers in February. Economists were expecting 140,000. ADP chief economist Neela Richardson says employers may be reluctant to hire as they assess the economic climate ahead. A slowdown in consumer spending might also have been a factor. Those who still have jobs were being paid more. Annual pay rose 4.7%. The monthly employment report is released on Friday, though the ADP report is not considered a preview of the Labor Department's numbers. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And in about 11 minutes, well, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to the Sun Belt Conference basketball tournaments for both men's and women's tournaments. Of course, those are underway, started yesterday, and they will be going through March 10th. So what you can do to win those tickets? Well, you got to find out in about 10 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Okay, if you're having a problem, and I know some people are, getting your driver's license reinstated, potential help's on the way. Scambia officials are holding a restoration clinic. That'll be coming up in in about 24 days on March 28th at the Blanchard Judicial Building. Of course, that is downtown. President Trump leading a pivot back to oil and gas, but one green energy source is getting the green light. Lauren Simonetti has more from Washington.
The White House wants energy abundance, prosperity, and security. Energy Secretary Chris Wright tells me tapping next-generation geothermal is one way to get there.
Most geothermal resources are on federal lands. They're out in the West where there's deep, hot rocks, and it's been very difficult regulatory-wise to get approval to develop geothermal resources. The U.S. government's got to get a lot smarter about that. We got to unleash private capitalists there.
He's working to give liftoff to the new technology that uses America's shale expertise with oil and gas to literally tap the heat beneath our feet. The Energy Department says geothermal has the potential to power 65 million homes by 2050. In Washington, Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
There's a case of measles in a South Florida school. The district announced yesterday that a student at a Miami-Dade high school has tested positive. It's the district's first measles case of the year, and they are now offering vaccinations across the district. Of course, this is coming after an outbreak at a school in Texas that we've been covering over the past week or so. That's resulted in more than 150 cases and even one death.
Well, polls are now showing more young people are identifying themselves as Republican. Affordability, the economy, immigration, social issues, and the elimination of woke ideology are concerns across the state's campuses. You know, spring, just a few weeks away, and there is still time to prevent stubborn seasonal allergies. I think we all suffer from this. Here's more.
This is House Call for Health. The first day of spring is Thursday, March 20th. And the Old Farmer's Almanac is forecasting warmer and wetter than average spring conditions for much of the country. Doctors say weather like this can trigger terrible allergy spells for millions, as flowering plants have more time to produce and release pollen. Dr. Tiffany Owens is an allergist with the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center.
Seasonal allergies seem to be increasing with time. One of the hypotheses for this is that we actually are having less differentiation between our seasons as the global temperature is rising, and so people don't necessarily get that relief that they used to have in between season changes.
Dr. Owens adding early prevention is your first and best line of defense. Start treating symptoms a month before you usually have trouble with the most common treatments, antihistamines and corticosteroids. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Alrighty, just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, got some national headlines for you and that pair of Sunbelt Conference ticket giveaway. All coming up in just a few minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
As America continues to endure sin and debauchery of just about every type, I find myself evaluating my patriotism. For many Christians, it's become increasingly difficult to express patriotism when the powers that be are wholeheartedly endorsing the wickedness of same-sex marriage, abortion, transgenderism, and such the like. However, for me, my patriotism is primarily rooted in gratitude for our country's biblical foundation. My patriotism stems from our country's past in spite of her present. I love that our coins say, "In God we trust," and our pledge still includes one nation under God. Our national anthem declares, "Then conquer we must when our cause it is just, and this be our motto, in God do we trust." If we want God's continued blessing, we must get back to Him, because blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. It's Sun Belt Basketball Championship Week in Pensacola at the Bay Center. Enjoy the Fan Fest, cheer teams, and top college games. See visitpensacola.com for the schedule and info. The Pensacola Little Theater's presentation of The Play That Goes Wrong begins Friday night and goes through next week. See pensacolalittletheater.com for dates, times, and tickets. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Kristen Austin.
Trust in me when I say. 524, it's a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. We thank you so much for having us on today. News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in. Severe weather. Moving out of here. Moving off to the east. And somebody to substantiate that claim, here's Janice Dean.
After hundreds of reports of severe weather, including tornadoes, parts of the central U.S., the Gulf Coast, and over the Mississippi Valley, the risk for strong winds, heavy rain, and isolated tornadoes now focuses in on the southeast and the mid-Atlantic. The northeast also getting rocked today with very strong winds and heavy rain. Heavy snow and blizzard conditions continue for the upper Midwest and Great Lakes, while the next round of rain and mountain snow moves into the west. Fox Weather has all your details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty. Just traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Looking at the roads here, not seeing too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect this hour. Do have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards the Tiger Point area. Also on I-10 westbound, traveling past the I-110 north ramp. And the last major spot's going to be where we have the intersection of 9 Mile Road and Pine Forest Road. That's giving us more trouble than usual, and that's saying something. As for the weather, 65 degrees, low of 42 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 64, low of 47.
Okay, we're talking about some traffic issues here. FDOT slapped me the information this afternoon. Reporting today, drivers will encounter traffic disruptions along 9th Avenue. This is from Creighton north to Olive. Gregory Street from North Palafox to east of the 14th Street. In Santa Rosa County, Highway 90 from west of Avalon Boulevard to east of Stewart Street. And in Gulf Breeze, the road widening project on Highway 98 east from Bayshore Drive to Port Side Drive continues throughout the week.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Alrighty, and defense attorneys for Brian Koberger say his autism diagnosis should remove the death penalty as a possible sentence. Koberger charged with the murders of four University of Idaho students, and in a court filing, defense attorneys say the death sentence would be unconstitutional because of his diagnosis. It also says the disorder would prejudice the jury against him because it makes him appear to not show remorse.
All right, days are getting longer as spring creeps closer. 4 days until daylight savings time begins on Sunday. Yeah, most Americans going to be adjusting those clocks an hour ahead this weekend. Matt Murphy reports on how daylight savings time could affect your health.
Daylight saving time is back, and that means you'll be losing an hour of precious sleep. The American Heart Association says the time change and loss of sleep could have harmful effects for some, including an elevated risk of a heart attack or stroke, as well as cognitive decline and obesity. Researchers suggest going to bed 15 or 20 minutes earlier, beginning several nights before the time change, and waking up earlier the next morning in preparation for daylight saving time. Also, set your clock 1 hour ahead before you go to sleep on Saturday. They also say going outside for early morning sunshine during the first week can help your body adjust. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
And four Democratic mayors of so-called sanctuary cities scheduled to testify today before the House Oversight Committee. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, Chicago's Brandon Johnson, Denver Mayor Mike Johnson, and Mayor Michelle Wu of Boston will all speak at what's likely to be a combative hearing over immigration policy. The GOP members are expected to criticize the mayors for a lack of cooperation with federal immigration authorities.
All right. Santa Rosa County Libraries assisting residents with those free tax preps at the Gulf Breeze, Milton, and Navarre Libraries. The AAARP Tax Aid Program provides service to low and middle income taxpayers with special attention to those 60 years of age and older. The Department of Veterans Affairs appears to be the next victim of President Trump's budget-cutting program. Here's Lillian Wu.
New reports suggest that mass layoffs are being planned for the Veteran Affairs Department, which could lose as many as 83,000 workers by the end of the year, according to an internal memo obtained by the Associated Press and other news outlets. The leaked memo sent to senior staff said the VA would work with Elon Musk's Doge to slash its workforce to 2019 levels, which is before millions of veterans became newly eligible for care under the 2022 PACT Act, which expanded health care and benefits to veterans exposed to toxins from burn pits, Agent Orange, and other substances. The VA chief of staff wrote that the cuts will be sweeping and spare no part of the department. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And we're giving away a pair of tickets to the Sunbelt Conference tournament, both men's and women's. To get these tickets, all you got to do is text in to 850-437-1620. I'll say HERD, H-E-R-D, for the Marshall Thundering Herd. That's a member of the conference. First person to text in HERD to 850-437-1620 gets those tickets.
Okay, SunPass scams, absolutely real. If you are asked to click on a link to make an urgent payment, don't even think about doing it. The payment goes to scammers. A fake text message can be reported to the Federal Trade Commission. Here's that address, reportfraud.ftc.gov. Don't click on the link.
Absolutely not. And Washington, D.C.'s Black Lives Matter Plaza is being replaced. Mayor Muriel Bowser announced Tuesday the area near the White House will be transformed into a mural project that celebrates America's upcoming 250th birthday. The move comes after Republicans introduced a House bill that would deny funds to the city unless the June 2020 mural was painted over and the area was renamed Liberty Plaza.
Hey, both city and county officials discussing a project to change the traffic flow along Martin Luther King Jr. Drive and Davis Highway. A portion of the streets have been one way since the 70s. Mayor Reeve says the city wants to reunite the neighborhood separated by the one-way traffic.
All right, and it looks like we do have a winner for these tickets here, and we'll announce who that is when we return from the Fox News break. Let's see. Wanted to touch on this very quickly here since we got our sports segment coming up. FSU and the ACC have finalized a settlement ending over a year of legal disputes. The agreement will create additional revenue for schools based on television viewership and reduce exit penalties for member universities.
Okay, we're going to talk about Sun Belt Conference basketball and the Ice Flyers coming up on News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. President Trump giving American automakers a one-month exemption from his tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick on Fox News says these tariffs will be removed when Mexico and Canada increase border security.
If we are so important to you, why is the border wide open? Why do we have to build a wall? Why aren't you building a wall?
Democrats argue these tariffs will increase costs for consumers already suffering from inflation. The Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, joining Vice President Vance and Defense Secretary Hegseth for a tour of the southern border in Texas. Gabbard says her agency's focus on counterterrorism and vetting.
Some of the tactics that these cartels are using reflect some of the tactics that we've seen used by Islamist terrorists in countries that many of us have served in overseas.
The vice president says immigration is a matter of national security. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The White House announced a one-month tariff exemption for automakers after President Trump spoke earlier with heads of General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. Automakers have urged Trump to waive 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada on vehicles that comply with the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Google is said to be updating its search engine with the next gen of its artificial intelligence technology in hopes to provide instant expertise amid strong competition. The company also announcing today that it will feed its Gemini 2.0 AI model into its search engine. On Wall Street, stocks were higher today, with the Dow gaining 485 points, the S&P 500 gained 64, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ was up 267 points. U.S. crude oil futures for April continue to fall. Right now, they sit above 66 a barrel. That's your money now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Get picked up.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. What has happened to Shedeur Sanders the last few days is the typical jackassery of the NFL draft process. Justina Anderson heard one quarterback coach picking in the top seven thought Shedeur was brash and arrogant in their interview. And I'll just say it, so what? I want my quarterback to be an alpha, and everywhere Shedeur has gone, he's won with less and made people around him better. And I'll be shocked if he falls in the draft, because I can't see the Raiders at the absolute latest passing on him with the 6th overall pick. I'm Zach Gelb.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online, easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Parents usually know if their children will argue over their inheritance, but this can be prevented. I'm Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors. No one wants to see their wealth wasted away because of poor planning. I've assisted several clients with estate planning ideas and sometimes have served as trustee or executor upon their death. Give me a call at 497-6167. Armada Advisors is charting a better course.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138, visit Prevnar20.com, or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Ray Yingst in Kyiv.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
That matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
5:37, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Here's top three stories that we are following for you this afternoon. Of course, very interesting high-tech potentially coming to the graffiti bridge on 17th Avenue. The city's looking at a laser-based system to warn drivers that their vehicles don't have the clearance to pass under that bridge. The bridge recently was damaged by a truck strike that shifted the support girders. Engineers confirming the bridge does remain safe. Trump administration investigating the shocking levels of incompetence and probable fraud in the nation's Social Security program. Trump pointed to governmental databases listing millions of Social Security recipients that are over 100 years old. And don't forget, FWC introducing a free mobile app called Decky. It's a new safety device for boaters. The app will provide essential information for a safe day on the water. The free Decky app is available from the Apple App Store or Google Play Store, so you might want to take advantage of some of those.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Oh, we got some good ones for you this hour. Really, really do. LeBron James, Mr. LJ. LeBron reaches a major career milestone, and Auburn, couldn't believe this one, loses to Texas A&M. Jared Max has more with his Fox Sports Update.
Fox Sports Update.
LeBron, open three. Got it! 22 seasons, 40 years of age. LeBron James, 50,002 points.
NBA history on Spectrum Sportsnet LA. LeBron James, the first player in NBA history to reach the 50,000-point milestone in his career, spanning the regular season and playoffs.
Look at the distance he has separated himself from the others. Obviously, Kareem is next at 44,000, but What a lineup there. Look at those guys.
On Spectrum Sportsnet LA, LeBron James has scored nearly 6,000 more points in the regular season and playoffs than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Karl Malone is third all-time, followed by Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan. Last night, LeBron James scored 34 points to help lead the Lakers into second place in the Western Conference standings. Lakers beat the Pelicans 136-115. Los Angeles has won 17 of its last 20 games. The NBA best Cleveland Cavaliers win streak goes to 11. The Cavs beat the Bulls 138-117, improved their record to 51-10. One game better than Oklahoma City for the best mark in the NBA. A big upset in men's college basketball. Number one ranked Auburn, which had already clinched the SEC regular season title, had its six-game win streak ended by 22nd ranked Texas A&M, 83-72. First time an Aggies team has won a game against the number one ranked team in the country. Super Bowl champion Saquon Barkley is going to be the highest paid running back in NFL history. Barkley getting a two-year contract extension from the Eagles worth $41.2 million. In his first season with Philadelphia, Barkley ran for an NFL record 2,504 yards in the regular season and playoffs. The Jets released wide receiver Davante Adams and have told his former Packers teammate Alan Lazard he may seek a trade to another team. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And there's a push in Congress to rein in the paying of college athletes for their name, image, and likeness. It's supported by former Abilene Christian football star Anthony Egbo, who testified at a Capitol Hill hearing this week. He says different states and schools have different rules, creating a patchwork of regulations, and students, he says, are being taken advantage of.
Okay, don't forget about this. It's pretty darn important here. The 38th annual St. Patty's Day pub crawl getting underway in 12 days. That'll happen on Monday, March 17th on Pensacola Beach. Get this, 18 beach bars, restaurants, and hotels. Even fireworks at 8 p.m. lighting up the Pensacola Beach sky. They'll do those fireworks right over, we call it Mommy Beach, but most folks call it Quiet Water Beach.
All righty.
Right over the Ron John's surf shop there.
And, of course, we're just before the Fox giving away a pair of tickets to the Sunbelt Conference tournament. Congrats to Eddie from Gulf Breeze. He's a South Alabama grad, so good for him.
Go Jaguars?
Buddy. Yeah, absolutely. And we do have some score updates for you from today. On the women's side of things, Georgia Southern beat UL Monroe 75-69, and Marshall beat Texas State 68-62. Those games in the second round of the women's tournament. In the on the men's side, we only have one game underway right now, almost halftime. Southern Miss trailing Georgia Southern 30-24, and late tonight at 7:30, we got Louisiana and Old Dominion.
Okay, 5:43, News Radio 92.3. Indiana's governor has signed a measure to ban trans athletes in women's sports. Chris DeMeo has more on the story.
Governor Mike Braun signing the executive order Tuesday. The governor says it ensures fairness in women's sports, saying it creates opportunities for young women to earn scholarships and develop leadership skills. The order mandates that Indiana state schools must comply with the 2020 Title IX rule rather than the 2024 Biden administration's reinterpretation that extended protections. Braun was joined by San Jose State University volleyball player Ellie Patterson, who claims she lost out on a scholarship to a trans athlete. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
And the White House says automakers will get a one-month exemption from tariffs on goods from Canada and Mexico. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said President Trump spoke to the big three automakers today, and she said that the president granted the exemption so they are not at an economic disadvantage. She added that reciprocal tariffs will still go into effect on April 2nd.
I'm not sure when this is going to happen, but it will be interesting. Jon Stewart has agreed to Elon Musk's demand for an unedited interview. Michelle Polino explains what's going on.
Jon Stewart has officially invited Elon Musk to appear on The Daily Show after Musk said he'd only do the interview if it aired unedited. Stewart addressed the request head on during Monday night's show on Comedy Central.
That's actually how the in-studio interviews normally air, is unedited, so sure.
The invite follows a back and forth between the two after Stewart criticized Musk's role in government cost-cutting. Musk responded by calling Stewart a propagandist and claiming he used to be more bipartisan. Stewart fired back, mocking Musk for thinking he lacked neutral discourse. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on I-10 still. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also had some issues on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, though that congestion is seemingly starting to break down. Last major spot's going to be on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field and then continuing westbound passing Windhaven Beach. As for the weather, 65 degrees, low of 42 tonight and tomorrow. Sunny, beautiful Thursday, high of 64, low of 47.
Florida Power and Light's asking state regulators for a rate increase totaling $9 billion over the next 4 years. FPL says they need the money after adding over a quarter million new customers since 2021. If approved, the average customer would see their base rates go up by more than $11 a month, and that would be starting next year.
All righty, and the TSA is expecting a busy spring break travel season this year. The agency predicts the peak travel period from March 6th through the 24th will see a 5% increase from last year. It said the busiest travel days during the spring break season will likely be Fridays and Sundays.
Okay, don't forget about this, especially if you're over in SRC, Santa Rosa County. Road construction is underway tonight. Paving operations will continue at the intersection of Highway 90 and Woodbine Road. It gets underway at 7 p.m. tonight, goes overnight to 6 a.m. Drivers are encouraged to exercise caution when traveling through that zone.
And the majority of Americans support the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. That's according to a survey from the Center for Responsible Lending. About 2 in 3 respondents say they have a favorable view of the consumer watchdog. That includes 60% of Republicans and 84% of Democrats.
Escambia Commissioners reviewing the latest offers for OLF 8 property in Beulah. One offer from Tri-W Development, another offer from Beulah Ranch, will be the topic of discussion at tomorrow's board meeting. That'd be a goodie.
Mm-hmm. And the company behind the UFC and WWE partnering with Saudi Arabia's General Entertainment Authority to create a new boxing promotion. The Saudi chairman announced a new promotion with TKO today. Executive leadership will be spearheaded by UFC president Dana White and WWE president Nick Khan.
All right, there is a scam circulating this time. SunPass, if you get one, it's real. Don't click on the link. Whatever you do, if you are asked to click on that link to make an urgent payment, tell those people you're crazy. I'm not touching it. No, don't touch the link. The payment goes to scammers. A fake text message can be reported to the Federal Trade Commission. Here's their address, reportfraud.ftc.gov.
And Wall Street closing with stocks higher. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 485 points to 4306. S&P 500 rose by 64 points to 5842. And the NASDAQ gained 267 points to 18552.
I thought we were all over this thing. Pro-Palestinian protesters demonstrated on the campus of New York City's Columbia University, where a former Israeli leader appeared at an event. Tyler J. Powers has more from NYC.
A Columbia University spokesperson said the school took public safety precautions to, quote, minimize potential disruptions to academic activities prior to former Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's visit on Tuesday. According to the Columbia Spectator newspaper, more than 100 pro-Palestinian demonstrators gathered to protest Bennett's appearance at the School of International and Public Affairs Institute of Global Politics. The paper says the Columbia chapter of Jewish Voice for Peace and Columbia-Palestine Solidarity Coalition co-organized the protest. Counter-protesters showed up at one point, and NYPD officers stood between the two groups of demonstrators yelling at each other. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
And the makers of weight loss drug Wegovy will begin offering the drug directly to patients at a reduced cost. Pharmaceutical company Novo Nordisk announced Wednesday that it's starting NovoCare Pharmacy. The program will sell Wegovy for $499 per month to customers paying cash, an amount much less than the listed price of over $1,300.
Yeah. Okay. Austin, this was no ordinary jewelry heist. It happened at Tiffany's in Orlando. Cheap. Can you believe Tiffany's getting robbed in Orlando? CJ Papa has the story.
During his arrest by the Florida Highway Patrol, Jathan Lawrence Gilder allegedly gobbled up nearly $800,000 worth of diamond earrings, the arrest report said. While at the jail, officials from the Washington County Sheriff's Office took x-rays that showed objects in his stomach they believe are the diamond earrings stolen from Tiffany's. The 32-year-old Texas man was nabbed heading west on Interstate 10 in the Florida Panhandle. That was after Orlando police say he was caught on camera grabbing two pairs of diamond earrings from a private room at the jewelry store last month, forcing open the sliding glass door while struggling with employees before taking off. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And President Trump says fentanyl still pouring in across the border, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau isn't doing enough to spot it. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said he spoke to Trudeau today, and he told him too many people are dying from fentanyl overdoses. The president said the call ended in a somewhat friendly manner, so there's something.
Okay, Escambia County officials are distributing free recyclable paint at the Perdido landfill. It happens tomorrow. This is good stuff here, by the way. The paint can be picked up from 8 to 11 at the landfill. If you need some more information about this, here's the number, Escambia Waste Services, 850-937-2160.
All righty, 550 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, got some more frivolous topics for you, some pop culture notes, things that are less serious. Coming up in just a couple minutes, right here on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete.
Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's today's pop culture news.
5:53, 7 away from 6 o'clock, News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. We've been discussing this and the craziness of this whole concept. We're talking about the Fry Festival 2. If you remember, Fry Festival 1 was a total blowout. It was a bust. No good. This is heading in the same direction. The Isle of Mujeres, their tourism board, says the Fry Festival 2 does not exist. Here's Michelle Bellino.
Fire Festival 2 is not getting off to a good start. The festival is reportedly taking place on Isla Mujeres, an island off the coast of Mexico. However, the local tourism board claims no knowledge of the event. Permits have also reportedly not been requested. This comes 8 years after the original festival ended in disaster, leaving attendees stranded and the festival's founder, Billy McFarland, eventually pleading guilty to fraud. McFarland, responding to the tourism board's comments on Instagram, wrote in part, "First, Fry 2 is real. Second, we have incredible partners leading the festival. They're in charge of all the logistics," adding, "there is no way they would take on a fake festival." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
One last quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Do have some backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, then continuing westbound past Windhaven Beach. Also have some issues lingering on I-10 traveling westbound towards passing the I-110 north ramp. Last major spot's just going to be probably Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 65 degrees, low of 42 tonight. Tomorrow is going to be a beautiful Thursday. Sunny, high of 64 and a low of 47.
Well, maybe you're looking for a summer job and you're between the ages of 16 and 24. This is going to, I think, tweak your attention. Escambia County is accepting applications for the 2025 Summer Youth Employment Program. The pay-for-work opportunity is open to Escambia County youths. Applications available at myescambia.com, and they will be open and active until March 10th.
All righty, and here we go again. A fan favorite musical headed back to Broadway. Mamma Mia is returning to the Winter Garden Theater, and theatergoers can look forward to hearing ABBA songs once again. Producer Judy Kramer says the musical originally opened at the Winter Garden Theater in 2001 to great acclaim after first launching in London, Toronto, and a sold-out North American tour.
Apple's new budget-friendly phone, I should say iPhone, is also a bit more repair-friendly. Eben Brown explains the situation.
Apple had long insisted it wanted only authorized servicers to fix its devices, especially iPhones. But with right-to-repair laws becoming the norm, Apple has made adjustments, and that seems to be more evident than ever with their new iPhone 16e. Tech repair gurus at iFixit have already completed their first teardown and say the new lower-cost iPhone has some things that can be easily repaired with the help of Apple's released repair procedures. Chiefly, the iPhone USB-C charging and data port. It's not the easiest thing to do, as it requires opening the device and removing and then replacing its other guts, but it is doable. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the Television Academy has set the date for this year's Emmy Awards. The ceremony will take place September 14th at the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles. A host for the show hasn't been announced, but nominees will be announced on July 15th.
So you're thinking about maybe buying or selling a home, are you?
Maybe.
Mortgage, yeah, well, mortgage rates holding steady today. And they do remain below the 7% level. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate, 30-year fixed rate mortgage, 6.70%. Average rate on that 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.18%. This is interesting. I would love to hear about this one. Purple Rain hits the big screen for a short stay. I wonder if they're talking about Prince's Purple Rain here. We're
going
to find out. Here's Michelle.
Rain is back on the big screen for one night only, just a year after its 40th anniversary. An enhanced version of Prince's iconic film will screen at select AMC Dolby Cinema locations. Featuring Dolby Vision HDR and Dolby Atmos Immersive Audio, the restoration includes a digital upgrade from an 8K scan of the original 35mm tailored for Dolby Vision. The film's audio was also remastered. The 1984 film launched Prince into the stratosphere. It had a limited theatrical re-release in 2016 after Prince's death at age 57. Since then, his estate has been working with producer Orrin Wolfe to develop a stage musical adaptation. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And the Vatican says Pope Francis remains in stable condition. In a Wednesday evening update, the Vatican said the Pope spent the day in his armchair and increased his respiratory and active motor physiotherapy. The pontiff marked Ash Wednesday by blessing the sacred ashes and calling a Gaza parish. The Vatican said Francis did not have any episodes of respiratory insufficiency.
Okay, couple of dates here. Beginning next Monday through Wednesday, local residents may experience louder than normal aircraft noise as Eglin's 60th Fighter Squadron conducts night flight operations. Yes, it is true. We call this the Sound of Freedom. Mm-hmm. This is happening next week. Fighter aircraft will fly training missions between 7:30 and 9:30 each night.
Alrighty, and YouTube debuting a less expensive tier of its premium subscription service. The company announced the new premium light tier today. It will cost $8 per month compared to the $14 per month for the original premium tier. YouTube says the new light option will allow subscribers to watch most videos without ads.
Okay, many parts of the country seeing some nasty weather. Here's Adam Klotz with the more on the story.
Severe storms are pushing along the east coast on Wednesday, bringing damaging winds, heavy rain, and a threat for at least a few isolated tornadoes from the Carolinas into the mid-Atlantic. Strong storms are also possible to impact a couple major cities like Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, and New York. Localized flooding with some power outages will be the main concerns in some of those northern cities. Meanwhile, a winter weather storm dumping blizzard-like conditions from the plains to the Midwest. That entire system dragging cold air ultimately into New England by the time we get late today into early tomorrow. Finally, out west, a new storm system is moving onshore, bringing heavy rain and mountain snow to California and increasing the risk of flooding and avalanches in the Sierra Nevada. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.